7. Jim stayed moody and silent for a week. As Atticus had once advised me to do, I tried to climb into Jim's skin and walk around in it. If I had gone alone to the Radley place at 2 in the morning, my funeral would have been held the next afternoon, so I left Jim alone and tried not to bother him. School started. The second grade was as bad as the first, only worse. They still flash cards at you and wouldn't let you read or write. Miss Caroline's progress next door could be estimated by the frequency of laughter. However, the usual crew had flunked the first grade again and were helpful in keeping order. The only thing good about the second grade was that this year I had to stay as late as Jim, and we usually walked home together at 3 o'clock. One afternoon when we were crossing the schoolyard toward home, Jim suddenly said, "There's something I didn't tell you." As this was his first complete sentence in several days, I encouraged him. "About what?" "About that night." "You've never told me anything about that night," I said. Jim waved my words away as if fanning gnats. He was silent for a while. Then he said, "When I went back for my breeches, they were all in a tangle when I was getting out of them. I couldn't get them loose." "When I went back," Jim took a deep breath, "when I went back, they were folded across the fence, like they were expecting me." "Across and something else." Jim's voice was flat. "Show you when we get home. They've been sewed up. Not like a lady sewed them. Like something I'd try to do. All crooked. It's almost like somebody knew you were coming back for him." Jim shuddered. "Like somebody was reading my mind. Like somebody could tell what I was going to do." "Can anybody tell what I'm going to do lest they know me? Can they, Scout?" Jim's question was an appeal. I reassured him. "Can't anybody tell what you're going to do lest they live in the house with you? And even I can't tell sometimes." We were walking past our tree. In its knothole rested a ball of gray twine. "Don't take it, Jim," I said. "This is somebody's hiding place." "I don't think so, Scout." "Yes, it is. Somebody like Walter Cunningham comes down here every recess and hides his things, and we come along and take them away from him. Listen, let's leave it and wait a couple of days. If it ain't gone then, we'll take it, okay?" "Okay, you might be right," said Jim. "It must be some little kid's place. Hides his things from the bigger folks. You know, it's only when school's in that we've found things." "Yeah," I said, "but we never go by here in the summertime." We went home. Next morning, the twine was where we had left it. When it was still there on the third day, Jim pocketed it. From then on, we considered everything we found in the knothole our property.